VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Venezuela's opposition leader and self-declared interim president Juan Guaido is offering amnesty to soldiers who back democracy and reject the current Maduro government. At a news conference on Sunday, Guaido said, "We are waiting for you, the soldiers of Venezuela. We are waiting for you and the commitment you have to our Constitution." Meanwhile, President Nicolas Maduro insisted Sunday that the military is on his side. He spoke as he watched military exercises. Maduro said he wants peace, but he announced more military games next month, which he says will be the most important in the history of Venezuela. Earlier Sunday, Maduro rejected an ultimatum from some European countries that he hold new elections within 8 days or they will formally recognize Guaido as president. The Trump administration has lifted sanctions placed on Russian firms linked to oligarch Oleg Deripaska, despite a push by Democrats in Congress to keep the sanctions in place. Two consecutive bombs went off minutes apart from each other at a Roman Catholic cathedral on a southern Philippine island, killing at least 20 people and wounding more than 100 others during a Sunday Mass. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Witnesses said the first blast inside the Jolo Cathedral in the provincial capital sent churchgoers, some of them wounded, to stampede out of the main door. Army troops and police posted outside were rushing in when the second bomb went off about 1 minute later near the main entrance, causing more deaths and injuries. The military has been investigating a report that the second explosive device could have come from a parked motorcycle next to the church. No one has immediately claimed responsibility for the latest attack.
And now, late word is the Islamic State has claimed responsibility. This is VOA.